Emily Rodder's Ravenhill Mysteries, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, written by Emily Rodder and John St. Clair, and read by Rebecca McCauley. The name Jack the Gripper started as a joke, but there was nothing funny about what the thief himself got up to. He was vicious, always attacking from behind, whipping his arm around his victims' necks and pulling it so tight they couldn't breathe. There was also the hard point of a gun barrel in the back. Then he'd grab their bag or wallet and whisper, "Now I'm going to let you up and you're going to shut up. Got it? Keep your eyes closed till you count to 50. One look at me and I'll be the last thing you ever see." It was always the same method and the same words. By the time a victim finished counting, the gripper was gone. And the strange thing was, nobody ever saw a man running from the scene of the crime. Nobody ever saw anything suspicious at all. It was like the gripper disappeared into thin air. He usually went for his victims after dark, but occasionally an old man or woman alone in a car park in broad daylight would be too much of a temptation for him. So he'd rip them off as quick as a flash and still get clean away. I heard this lady on a talkback radio show saying that she thought he had supernatural powers. Well, that's what she reckoned anyway. Of course, I don't believe in things like that. But even with cops crawling all over Ravenhill, the attacks continued and nobody ever saw a thing. The gripper was smart, no doubt about that. At first there were robberies once or twice a week, but soon they were happening almost every day. The gripper hadn't killed anyone yet, but the police were obviously worried that he might. The attacks were getting more violent. More and more victims ended up on the ground, gasping for breath, and had to be taken to hospital for observation. Of course, there were a lot of sick jokes going around at Ravenhill High. But we weren't kidding ourselves. Everybody was walking around town looking over their shoulders for Jack the Gripper. Even us kids. Anyway, let me tell you how Teen Power Inc. got involved in all this.